This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And on the weekend show, we start out with Mr. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the pledge.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had another jobs report yesterday, and I think what I'll do is I'll start out with just a little short blurb here coming from Stuart Varney, who was talking to Larry Kudlow, and this is what they had to say on Fox Business.
Now with us, ladies and gentlemen, he is the National Economic Council Director, and he joins us now. All set, Larry? Here we go. Here's my interpretation. I'm going to start with my point of view on the job. You knew I was going to do this. I think it's very, very modest job growth in a slowing economy, which is being slowed by uncertainty over China trade. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead.
You're wrong.
Well, expound on that, will you?
Now, Stuart, you know I have the greatest respect for you. Nobody better in the business. Look, let me just try to illuminate these numbers. 130,000 payrolls. It's a solid number. It's not a spectacular number. By the way, seasonally, the August print usually comes in low and then is revised higher. But let's not get into that. Here's the story. Here is the story, okay? The household survey from which unemployment rates are derived. Household survey tends to be smaller businesses, newer businesses, and the leading indicator exploded.
All right, well, I'll go with him, and I know what he's talking about. The entrepreneurs have started new businesses.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we've got a lot to be very happy about in this jobs report, Captain. We've got a 3.7% unemployment rate that's holding steady. And in the African-American community, unemployment for African-Americans dropped to a record low
that's
of 5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanics, unemployment rate, 4.2% in August. And also, Captain, there was an increase in jobs, 590,000 of them, to be exact, from what we had seen employed in the month of July. So overall, this is a major thing. And Kudlow goes on to say, America is working. People are buying things. I mean, things are looking very good for the American consumer these days.
And wages are up 3.2% so far for the year. That's a major point. And the labor force participation rate is still climbing, 157 million people in the workforce.
That's right. And this is so good for everybody across the highways and byways of the land, from sea to shining sea, all throughout the United States, simply because we've got a good momentum going now. And, Captain, this is all happening despite people trying to make it, to make President Trump not be successful, for one thing, but also trying to get us in the mindset that, oh, don't worry, the recession is coming. Don't worry, the economy is going to start faltering any moment now. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can believe it, because these are the people that are trying to sell something like, I don't know, ice cubes in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Right. Well, the thing is that they really do want, there are those in this country, especially,
they want us to fail.
That's right. So-called deep state or the swamp, whatever you want.
And you know why that is, right?
Well, they want to change the election.
The fundamental transformation of America is still going on right in front of our eyes by the progressive left liberal socialists that will not take no for an answer. And by the way, I hope they keep going just as far left as they can go. The people in this country are not stupid enough to buy the lie that they're selling. And what they're banking the entire election on this time around is that they're going to get the millennials and the Generation Z folks, the folks that are first-time voters, they're going to get them all excited, they're going to get them out there, and they're all going to run to the polls and vote.
Right, exactly. But, you know, President Trump, almost single-handedly, because he has so much resistance against him, but almost single-handedly is creating this environment, which is the environment that should be created so that small business and entrepreneurship can take off. And President Trump's going to be able to go to the American people in the 2020 election and say, you did this. Because this is what America can do when you start taking away all of these restrictions on the economy. And the American people, I think, are going to respond quite well to that.
And we know why they're putting up such a big stink. It's because of the fact that the swamp, and we'll call them the swamp, is so deeply embedded. They've made a fortune on what they know and what they can use to invest on, to buy things, buy properties, whatever the situation might be. They've made a fortune because they've gotten all that information ahead of all the rest of us, and that's what they don't want to give up. It's all about money and power, folks. All right. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We will return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, Kyle Warren, who happens to be hanging on the phone line right now. And I got to tell you, this portion of the program, this segment is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, you can do what I've done. For about a little bit more than 3 years, I've been taking Relief Factor twice a day, and once in a while I have to take it three times a day, because I suffer from arthritis pain. I've also got back pain. I've had my spine fused, and I've had ankle replacement surgery, so I have problems there. But if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, whatever kind of pain you've got, foot pain, muscle aches, whatever, I'm telling you right now, Relief Factor is something you should try, because if it worked for me, it just might work for you. And it's only $19.95 to try it for the three-week quick start, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 three-week quick start program. If it works, just tell them you want more, and you'll get more, and away you go. And I'm telling you, I haven't had but maybe two or three people tell me that it really didn't work for them, because generally it's 70% of the people that buy Relief Factor turn around and buy it again and stay on it because it did work for them. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And back with us is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we should point out what we were talking about there with the economy is the reports that we're getting from Stuart Varney and, of course, the presidential advisor.
Larry Kudlow?
Yeah, Larry Kudlow. And I want to just play just one more little minute of this because it ends. And this is Larry Kudlow, again, telling what's going on here. But what's important is he's already established the fact that the people that became entrepreneurs that went into business for themselves, we had another booming month last month of that. And that's the kind of stuff that you have to do a little searching for to find out. But here we go.
590,000 new jobs in the household survey. That is virtually unprecedented, Stuart. And this is the third straight month, okay? Let me read you. 373,000 average. 373,000 average for the last 3 months. This is from the household survey. Blowout number shows you the real health. Another number, I want to say, the civilian labor force. The civilian labor force up 571,000. Again, the third straight month, the average is 425. What does that mean, the civilian labor force? That is people coming back in to the reported labor force.
Yeah, now that's something else that I noticed here. More people are starting to come back into the labor force for whatever reason. Doesn't matter that you're coming back in. Jobs are available. So people are coming back in and taking those jobs.
That's exactly right, and it's good news.
They may be retirees is where I was going with that.
It could very well be. But if you remember, Captain, during the Obama years, many people who wanted to get a job but couldn't find a job eventually gave up looking for a job, and so they went poof into the ether in terms of how we were counting and measuring the unemployment rate. It was as if they didn't exist anymore. But, of course, they certainly did exist. And now that we can find out that a lot of people can come back into the market, well, that's a great thing for people all across the country. And another thing is that it crosses ethnic, racial lines, certainly political lines, I'm sure. And this is something that just must absolutely drive the far left absolutely crazy because, you know, they want things to go bad so that they can go out and say, give us power so we can create more big government programs or something. But this is organic.
Yeah, very true. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, something else that's going on here, and you won't hear anybody else talking about this because they don't really want you to know what we know. Sidney Powell is the new attorney for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, in my opinion, was entrapped by the FBI and the Department of Justice under Barack Obama into pleading to something that he didn't have to plead to.
Well, right. Oh, exactly. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And, of course, they had him as an unregistered lobbyist or agent for the Fed, for the Ukraine or somewhere over there, one of those countries over in that area, because of some sort of scenario that they had set up and all that. But the attorney, Sidney Powell, is taking dead aim at the Clinton FBI alliance, and I'm telling you, there's going to be some stuff that's going to come out that they aren't going to want to get out that's going to be just damning to James Comey, to Hillary Clinton, to Bill Clinton, to all the different people that were involved in there, Uma Abedin and any others that were involved in the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, exactly, and we're going to watch this develop, and I think a lot of people, Captain, will see it as a legitimate sort of reaction to everything that we saw go on right before our very eyes with the Robert Mueller investigation and the squeezing of people like Michael Flynn to, as Alan Dershowitz likes to say, not only try to sing, but maybe to even compose. These are travesties that have been carried out in the name of justice, quote unquote, and I think the American people want to know exactly what happened with all this.
And by the way, a special shout out to our friend Maria in Germany. Maria in Germany is listening tonight, and she's been chiming in, and we do definitely appreciate her being back around and doing whatever. And we've also got to say hello to our new affiliates on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, we're currently being heard, Kyle, in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in St. Croix in the United States Virgin Islands, on AM 1000 WVWI, and we thank them very much. It's a AM radio station down in there, and they're also hearing us at Nassau and the Bahama Islands, so the Grand Bahama Islands. So, again, we thank them very much, and to our new affiliate in Raleigh, North Carolina, we appreciate them, too. So there you go.
Yeah, that's really exciting. For, of course, St. Croix and the Bahamas, Raleigh, North Carolina, and this is, and of course, Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to visit Puerto Rico one day, Captain, and see the Arecibo, radio telescope array that's there. I mean, I would really love to be able to see something like that.
Well, we may have an opportunity to do that. We'll see what happens with our new listeners down there. You know, all it takes is somebody to say, I'd like to have you come over here and pay our expenses and what we need to have to set up and all that stuff. And who knows, we might all be there.
That's right, and St. Croix is beautiful, too, as well.
Yeah, I know. You want to sit there with an umbrella and a drink, you told me.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll be on the beach. I guarantee you, whatever we do, we'll be on the beach, especially if we broadcast from there. And Maria is smiling back at us. She wants to go, too, I guess.
Very cool. Hello, Maria.
Yep, absolutely. Now, the National Weather Service thing and President Trump, this is getting ridiculous. The mainstream media is trying to make it look like the president was out of his gourd or whatever by saying that, well, the storm is going to hit Alabama, and look at this, it's going to go into the Gulf. And they're saying, well, no, that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case at all. But it was the case, and Alabama was concerned, and Alabama did put their National Guard on standby until the storm changed what it was doing and remained stationary over the Bahama Islands. You can't make this stuff up. The media's out there trying to make everybody look foolish, and the ones that are foolish over this right now happen to be the mainstream media. And by the way, Wolf Blitzer, when he drew his own map and showed the path of the storm and where it was going to go, and he talked about the president said Alabama, he actually drew the state of Mississippi, included that in the mix, and called it all Alabama.
Right, exactly. And, of course, no one from the mainstream media is going to be vilifying Wolf Blitzer anytime soon. But, right, you know, the whole idea with the hurricanes and the idea of where they might go, especially early on, is that, as I believe you were saying before as well, Captain, that the hurricane could very well have marched across Florida and went on into Alabama.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And so, especially in those early stages, you want people to be ready, and it takes time to spin up emergency services and National Guard and things like that. So when something like that big a storm is brewing, everybody's got to be ready for what may happen.
And the good thing was the Coast Guard, United States Coast Guard, was able to get over into the Abagos Islands and Marsh Island and get themselves set up there because the airports on the main island are underwater. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this gun issue and where that's going because the NRA is now, let's see, a designated terrorist organization by the city of San Francisco? Yeah, right. I'm a lifetime NRA member, so I guess that means I'm in the same boat.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. end up with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And if you want to find out more about them, go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you type in your zip code, you find out where your local Geico office is, or get this, you can actually get a rate there online, and then find out where your local office is if you want to see a local agent, or you can handle everything right online through Geico.com. And they can insure just about everything you own. They offer coverage for the car or truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, snowmobile, or maybe even one of those wave runners out there that you're riding around with. So they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through Geico Insurance. So Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we've had a situation this week, starting with California, where the San Francisco City Council, they're not called a council, they're called something else, there's a different name to them. And of course, and you had to go to San Francisco, be different anyway, right? With a name. We call them city councilmen here, or town councilmen, and they got some other name for them. But anyway, they passed a resolution, declaring the NRA as a domestic terrorist organization. A slap in the face, certainly, to millions of members that belong to the NRA, for all the right reasons. And by the way, all your gun safety classes that are recognized by a lot of states around, well, most of the states anyway, the people that teach the courses are NRA certified instructors.
Well, exactly right. You know, and the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, basically.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They have. They're doing this for political points or political reasons, because it's patently ridiculous to believe that the National Rifle Association is in fact a domestic terrorist organization. Because, as you mentioned, Captain, the very simple fact of the matter is the NRA is about law-abiding gun owners. Who are responsible, who teach safety, who have to live this. This is a great passion of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems to me that people who would fit the mold as quote-unquote domestic terrorists,
mm-hmm,
are those people like what we've seen happen just recently in Texas and so forth. These are people who are not responsible. They're obviously evil, and they are doing something to kill other people.
Right.
The NRA is trying to keep people safe. That's a different story.
Yeah, and of course, with the other situation we've got, we've had the Odessa shooter, and we've had a development there that's kind of blowing up in the face of the narrative that's out there. Ted Cruz has been going at it with the actress, former actress Alyssa Milano, turned political activist, correct?
Well, right, yeah, they're having a mix-up here about, you know, God-given rights, and does God say in the Bible to, you know, everybody has to own a gun, which is a ridiculous kind of a question, number one. But certainly, it's interesting to me, Captain, because number one, you've got people, and I'd be very interested to find out if someone like Alyssa Milano, is she seriously interested in what God says in the Bible to begin with? In other words, if he said other stuff, would she take that to heart? I just don't know. I don't know her. I don't know what her beliefs are. But suddenly, it's always interesting when people sort of trot out stuff about the Bible that they want to try to pummel you with. Usually, they don't really have a leg to stand on. But also, of course, we know that the shooter in the Odessa Midland shooting did not pass any background checks. In fact, the governor tweeted out that he did not pass. He failed background checks.
Yep.
He got the gun through a different means.
Private sale.
Private sale. And so that's why we have to find ways to keep guns out of the hands of bad, evil, crazy people, for example, and not punish other people who are law-abiding. And so I think that there are ways to do that, and it's most unfortunate that you have the anti-gun lobby who just believes that nobody can have a gun to protect themselves, which I think you can find in the scripture that it's okay to protect your family if someone breaks into your house and tries to kill them or steal all your stuff.
Well, you know who's been dodging the answer to the question whether or not the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization?
Who's that?
Congressional Democrats. They've refused to give an answer one way or the other about it.
I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, what we just talked about should be so simple to explain to the congressional Democrats, and they should have, I think, the same answer. The NRA is obviously not a domestic terrorist organization.
Yeah.
But in this political climate, we're finding out, Captain, that there is no line anymore. There is no line to cross over because it's been obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
You can now say anything. You can denounce anyone in any way that you see fit. and you can go as extreme as you want to go, and people are not, at least the left, is never going to push back on stuff.
Now, in the Bahamas, the search and recovery is going on right now, not rescue recovery. The rescue part is pretty much over for the most part. There are several thousand people that are missing. The death toll is up to, I believe, 43 is what I heard in the last newscast. But along with the death toll, you've got the uncertainty, and people are being warned that the death toll is going to go much higher. But you've got the certainty, rather, of knowing that the Bahamian prime minister said that without the U.S. responding as quickly as they did with the Coast Guard and with the Customs and Border Patrol people that were there that came over from South Florida and the Marines that came over from Guantanamo that responded, that the death toll would have been much, much higher because they actually rescued a bunch of people that would have perished more than likely because of the situations they found them in.
That's right. One report I've seen is at least 300 people, upwards of 300 people at the time of the reports. And, you know, it is, yeah, it's a real testament to these rescuers who went into harm's way to do that. And, of course, you're right. The speed in which everything was spun up and put together to go do this was crucial.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, climate change. We heard a lot about climate change, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How come nobody's talking about China? They're the biggest offender.
That's a really, really, really good
And they point. Are. They China's the biggest offender.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, you know, I often wonder about this, Captain, because, you know, the Democrat presidential hopefuls aren't running for president of China, obviously, but they should be talking about this, you know, the largest polluter, essentially. And if you got Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, talking about how it's now a sin to have the environmental issues that we have or this kind of thing, and that God is watching and things like this, well, then the natural outgrowth should be, elect me president of the United States. I will immediately tell China they have to stop what they're doing, and if not, we'll go to war, because that would be a righteous war, I guess, to stop the pollution. But they don't go on with that because it's extremely ridiculous, and
well,
they only want to try to pummel the
Mayor Pete's over the deep edge with the Bible thing anyway, because here's what he said. The Bible talks about welcoming the stranger, could be another word for immigrant.
Well, right, of course, but the thing is that there are, you know, would we have, I don't think it means let people come in and overrun your country and destroy it. It
no.
means that you're going to be nice to the stranger. You're going to be the good Samaritan on the road. When everyone else crossed over on the other side, the Samaritan helped the man who had been robbed by the robbers and paid money to help him get better. That was a spiritual form of kindness.
Well, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you bright and early on Monday morning, as always. And thanks for doing a yeoman job again this week.
My pleasure, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Now, coming up when we come back from this break, we are going to be doing our Truckers Highway and Byberry Report. Now, the storm is moving off and away. Out to sea, away from the United States, but there's still some reciprocal weather going on up the East Coast as it skirts coming up along, well, let's see, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Long Island. There's going to be some surf, probably some rain in the area, but the storm for the most part right now is out in the sea, Category 1 hurricane. But I had a friend of mine, Debbie, and she may be listening to me right now up in Nova Scotia, is headed right straight over where they live, and they haven't had a hurricane of any nature in many, many years up there in Nova Scotia, where they're about to get one now, but it's a Category 1, so it's not that bad, Debbie, so just be safe. You'll be fine. All right, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. got sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's Rooster Cruising tonight out there in the highways and byways, and we want to thank him very much, and we want to welcome aboard our new listeners in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, because I just heard on the Facebook Messenger from Stuart and from Diana, and both of them are at St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, and they're saying they're enjoying listening to the show. And thank you very much, and we tell your friends. So there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. I don't know if they have them over there in St. Croix or not, but if they do, that'd be interesting. Because if you tell them the captain sent you, you get yourself a nice, good, free, hot cup of coffee right about now in the middle of the night. How about that one? So, let's get to going here with the stuff we got to tell you about. Now, Hurricane Dorian, this is probably the last you're going to hear about us talking about it. It will continue to accelerate. It's moving at 25 miles an hour towards Nova Scotia this weekend. It is going to pass over Nova Scotia, and Debbie said it's coming right to her house. Well, Debbie, you'll be all right. It's weakening. It's not strengthening, and you're in colder water up there anyway, so it's not going to do anything any more than what it is. Cat 1 hurricane, or maybe even a tropical storm by the time you see it. But anyway, portions of coastal New England may be impacted with tropical storm force winds, rough surf, locally heavy rainfall as the center of Dorian passes well offshore. And elsewhere, high heat advisories will continue across portions of the Deep South and Gulf Coast due to increased heat and humidity. Now, Florida, we had it yesterday. We're going to have it again today with heat index temperatures well up over 100, temperatures in the 90s. Now, in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Louisiana, you're going to have high heat and heat index temperatures there approaching 110 degrees. Temperatures will be near 100 in many areas there. Out in Phoenix, Arizona, you're going to have temperatures, actual temperatures of about 110 to 112 degrees. Heat index will be well up over 115 degrees there. And taking a look at some of the other stuff that we're looking at right now tonight, I-10, if you're going out west, you're going to have some fog in the Houston area, Galveston, Texas, too. You look good going all the way on I-10 or I-8 into California. Don't need to worry about that. Up on I-20 around the Dallas Metroplex again, you've got poor air quality. So keep that in mind as the heat has built up there for the last several days. And going out west, up on I-40, you'll have some unsettled weather conditions around Kingman, Arizona, western part of Arizona, and over into the central valleys in California. You might have some unsettled weather conditions there for thunderstorms and whatnot. Now, elsewhere, I don't see much of anything to bother you except for way up there in Montana. You've got some unsettled weather conditions in the northeastern part of Montana. And other than that, everything's looking pretty good except for Dorian, which is going out to sea and moving away from the northeastern part of the United States, except for New England, that'll be feeling a lot of the effects today. And Jersey and New York City, you'll be winding down today. You won't have a big problem. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Now, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Back in the day, a pilot truck stop used to mean you'd pull in, you get yourself some cheap fuel, You pump it yourself when the other truck stops for pumping the fuel, and you'd be going, get a cup of coffee, get yourself a large soda, whatever, fill the cups up with ice, and get yourself a hot dog, because that's all they had, a bag of chips, and you were out the door. Well, get this. Now, at a Pilot travel center, you're liable to find anywhere from an Arby's to a Chester's Chicken to a Dairy Queen to a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a full-service Cinnabon, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop to boot. That's what you're liable to find there. Now, at the Flying J's, of course, you know about the sit-down Denny's and Huddle House and Moe's Southwest Grill restaurants. But in the bigger Flying J's around the big cities, you're going to find another place in there with them. A fast food place. It could be a Pizza Hut. It could be a Subway. It could be a Taco Bell or one of the other places I mentioned. But Pilot and Flying J are all related now. They're all part of the same family. And it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So remember that when you go there, tell them the captain sent you, and you get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. Because Nelson does that all the time coming down from Valdosta when he leaves the college up there to come back home to Jasper. He stops in there, and we appreciate you folks up there in Valdosta, both at the Flying J down on the line there, Lake Park, as well as the Pilot up in Valdosta for playing our show at night there. We appreciate that, and thank you very much. And to the crew that's in there, I hope that everybody's doing very well tonight. And if you ever want to give us a call, it's 877-969-8600. That's the number, 877-969-8600. Okay, now, taking a look at what we're going to be talking about when Denise Simon calls in, the stories out there about Israel right now are all over the place, because Israel is having a real problem right now with Iran and their proxies, both Hamas and Hezbollah, on either side of Israel. And it's teeter-tottering back and forth to a situation that could, believe it or not, not develop into a full-scale war, but certainly develop into a two-front situation where we might have some problems on both sides. Now, let me see what's going on here. All right, is this Dan the Man?
Yes, Dan the Man from Lafayette.
All right, well, I'll take your call until Denise calls in. So go ahead.
Okay, hey, I just want to talk. You were talking about China and pollution.
Yep.
And earlier on, the Democrat candidates.
Yep.
And earlier on in the week, you were talking rare earth metals.
Yep.
Now, they all kind of go together, because rare earth metals you need in wind turbines and jet turbines,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of stuff, nuclear fuel rods,
mm-hmm.
Night vision goggles, guidance systems, computers, flat screen
mm-hmm.
television.
Mm-hmm.
The United States has as much rare earth as China. Ours is just more expensive to do because we have OSHA rules, we have union labor,
mm-hmm.
you know, backhoes, front loaders, whatever. And in China, it's the PLA and prison labor getting their rare earth. But what kills me about the Democrat candidates and AOC, what they don't explain is all this stuff they want to do, these multi-trillion-dollar programs
mm-hmm.
to remediate the climate, will take a heck of a lot of rare earth.
Mm.
And what you'll end up doing is destroying the environment trying to remediate the climate, which it's fantasy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when I heard that, I'm thinking right. Most Americans, it goes over their head. Right now, the two, you know.
Okay, well, here comes the music, Dan, so I got to let you go. But if you don't hear me talking to Denise after the top of the hour, give me a call. We'll talk some more, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we stroll across the weekend airwaves all across the United States of America and in the Caribbean, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.